The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, second canto, chapter number 3, text number 19, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on May 14th, 2009, in Aheloy, Bulgaria.
So today, we are studying the Shvavidra Ushtakarai Shloka, the Bhagavatam. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Shva vidvara ushta karai samstutak parishak pashu na jatta karma pato peto jatu nama gada grajaha. Men who are like dogs, hogs, camels, and asses. Praise those men who do not worship that Supreme Person who is the deliverer from all evils. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Palakamam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajata Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Sajiva Sajaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakonvitamscha. So, the Bhagavatam has chosen these four types of animals.
Srimad Bhagavatam has brought these four types of animals.
Sabaka, Svinya, Verblud, and Asho. Dogs, hogs, camels, and empty. Why these four types of animals have been chosen? Because each animal, there is a very good lesson to learn from each of these animals. Just like the hog. He has no discrimination in eating. If you give him some fresh stool, he'll think, oh, it is very tasty.
Yeah.
So a person who has no discrimination eating hilly, any damn nonsense, he doesn't care.
По същия начин една личност, която няма никакви разграничения в яденето, тя е готова да яде всичко.
He is compared to hog.
Такава личност се сравнява с свиня.
And the other type of animal, sva, that is dog.
А кучето?
What is the quality of the dog? He must have a master.
Кучето винаги трябва да има господар.
So they work very hard in the universities to get big, big degrees, you see.
По същия начин има хора, които много сериозно работят в университетите, да вземат големи дипломи.
But if they get no employer, their degree is useless.
Обаче ако не получат господар, тяхната диплома е безполезна.
So they go like a dog holding their degree in their mouth, you see. They grow like a dog from door to door begging, please accept me as your dog. When a dog feels intimidated, you've seen how he put his tail between his legs, you see.
Когато кучето чувства вражда към някой, може да видите, то се прибира опашката между плечата.
So Prabhupada said, and their tail is like this.
Шия Прабхупад каза, такива личности, тяхната опашка е...
They go begging for a master. Please take me as your dog.
Търсейки господар, моля ви, приемете ме за ваше куче.
And he says, no, we have no vacancies here. So he has to go from door to door to door begging, please accept me as your dog, you see, with his big college degree in his mouth, you see.
И му казват, не, тук няма свободни места и така личност трябва да ходи врата на врата, просто ти за работа със своята диплома.
So that is dog, you see.
Това е...
And the third type of animal that has been chosen. That is, dogs are camels. The camel animal. He chews on the twigs, the thorny twigs. And by that chewing, he cuts his own tongue, you see. And he's such a stupid beast that he's sucking his own blood and he thinks, oh, this is very tasty. This is compared to the foolish man who takes great pleasure in passing semen, sex life, you see, passing semen. It takes 40 drops of blood to make one drop of semen. So, passing semen is like taking a razor and slashing your wrist and dripping the blood. Just imagine a foolish man, he takes a knife, he slashes, and goes, oh, it feels so good. This is compared to the camel, you see. And then the last is Asho, the ass. The ass works as a beast of burden, you see. Just like in India, we've seen the little donkeys. They put the baskets on over their back and they load with heavy, heavy bricks. And that little donkey is struggling just to hold them up. Whole heavy burden. And they're whipping. Run, run, run. He's running, running. With his... So the little donkey, the ass, he will... work for the washerman, you see, carrying the laundry from the village down to the river, back and forth every day.
перачи, но честите трябва непрекъснато да карат огромни товари от пране от реката и обратно.
And he's thinking, I have to carry this heavy burden, otherwise I will starve to death. My master will not give me any grass.
И това Магари си мисли, аз трябва да нося тия огромни тежки товари, защото иначе ще умра от глад. Моя господа няма да ми даде дори едно стръкче трева.
But yet, on both sides of the road, there's so much grass growing.
Въпреки че от двете страни на пътя толкова много трева расте.
He's so foolish, he doesn't see the grass is here. Why am I so much in anxiety about my master feeding me the grass? The grass is everywhere.
Обаче, въпреки това, магарто това толкова голямо притеснение, че ще остане без това, въпреки че тревата не се.
So he goes on serving the master day in and day out, his whole life serving, slaving away for this master, you see.
И то продължава ден след ден да служи на своя господар по дорога.
So that is called ass, you see. So Bhagavatam says that those men who are like dogs, hogs, and camels and asses, they praise those men who do not hear the glories of Krishna. So the big leaders of the society, you see, they very much praise and glorify the politicians. They're very much glorified by the general population. If you go to these big politicians, but you like to hear about Krishna, they say, get away, I don't want to hear about Krishna. But yet they are so much glorified by the general population. So Prabhupada explains in this connection. Because these politicians, they are elected by vote, you see. Popular vote. He explains that when the dogs, hogs, camels and asses, when they go to vote, who will they vote for, you see?
Шрила Прабхупада обяснява, когато тези четири категории личности отиват да гласуват, за кого биха гласували те.
The dogs, they will vote for a dog, you see.
Кучетата биха гласували за някой, който също е куче.
The camels, they will vote for camels. The hogs will vote for hogs. In this way.
Камилите биха гласували за някой, който е камила, свинете за някой, който е свиня.
They will want to elect someone from their own category, you see. A big animal, that's all.
Те искат да изберат някой от своите собствена категория, някой голям живот.
So the leaders of the society, they're nothing but animals.
Така че лидерите на обществото, те не са нищо друго, освен животни.
And the population who follow them, who worship them, they are also simply in the category of animals.
И също така личностите, които ги обожават, които ги избират, те също са просто животни.
So, how does one become a human being then? If you're living in a society where everyone is an animal, how will you become a human being? That is described in the Vedanta Sutra. Atato Brahma Jigyasa. Now you've got this human form of life. Utilize it to inquire who you are. That is human life.
Сега, когато сте получили тази човешка форма на живота, използвайте я, за да се опитвате да разберете кой сте вие. Това означава човешки начин на живота.
If you will use your advanced intelligence as a human being to inquire, who am I? Where have I come from? What is my purpose for existence?
Ние трябва да използваме нашата интелигентност, тази човешка форма на живота, като задаваме въпроси. Кой съм аз?
Then you are counted amongst the human beings. But if you do not inquire about your identity, your actual identity, you do not inquire about your actual identity, then you remain in these classifications, dogs, hogs, camels and asses.
Тогава ти оставаш в тази класификация на
So now the question is, what do you want?
Сега въпросът остава, какво искаш?
You want to remain an animal?
Искаш да останеш животно?
And you want to become human being?
Или искаш да останеш човешко?
No one can force you to become human being.
Никой не може да те насили.
What do you want actually?
Трябва да решиш какво искаш всъщност.
Human being, he engages his service, his senses, I mean to say, in the service of Rishikesh, the master of the senses. And Rishikena, Rishikesha, Sevanam. If you engage your senses in the service of the master of the senses, then you become human being. But if you remain the servant of your senses, instead of making your senses the servant of Krishna, if you remain the servant of your senses, then you remain an animal existence. You will live like an animal in this lifetime, and your next lifetime you'll get the body of an animal. So, you have to decide what you want. Some people think being an animal would be very nice. One writer, he wrote, dogs run free, why not me? So he can become dog in his next life. If he's thinking like that, he can. Krishna will give him the body of dog. So if one actually finds this higher consciousness is some benefit, then one should utilize it properly to understand who is God and what is my relationship with God. So the question is then, is it better to be a human or is it better to be an animal? Which is better? I mean, there are arguments on both sides. You know? I mean, the animals don't have to pay taxes. They don't have to get a job. They don't have to worry about so many rules and regulations. Laws of the state. They have no consciousness of the laws of the state. They just do their animal thing whenever they feel like it, and that's it. No one punishes them. Well, they're an animal, they don't know, so what you can do. So there are some arguments on the side. It would be good to be an animal, you see. The animals have bodies that allow them to stay outside, you see. They don't have to worry about building a house. So one could argue, well, being an animal is at a real advantage. Why I should be a human being and have to go through so many difficulties? So the question is, why is everybody leaving? So the question is that, is it better to be a human being or an animal? Let us analyze it. The animal is forced to suffer and enjoy according to the modes of material nature. And the animalistic man also suffers and enjoys according to the modes of nature. They are forced by the laws of nature to get sick, to get old, and to die. But one who actually awakens, who utilizes the human intelligence to awaken their dormant Krishna consciousness, they become completely transcendental to this material existence. They enter into a state of unlimited bliss. Brahma Saukhyam Tvanantam. They enter into an abode where life is eternal, full of knowledge and full of bliss. So animal existence or animalistic human existence means temporality, ignorance and misery.
Така че ако човек живее като животно, този начин на живот означава временност,
temporality, ignorance and misery.
Невежество и страдание.
And actual human consciousness, which becomes activated by pursuing the pathway of self-realization, leads one to eternity, knowledge, and bliss.
Ако човек се опита да култивира себе реализация, това води човек към вечност, знание и блаженство.
So you make your decision. You want temporality, illusion, and misery. Or do you want eternity, knowledge, and bliss? If you cultivate Krishna consciousness, you will achieve eternity, knowledge, and bliss. And if you refuse to cultivate Krishna consciousness, then you will continue experiencing temporality, ignorance, and misery. So each of us has the choice. We can do exactly what we choose to do. Krishna gives us the free will. He does not force us to surrender to Him. Our service is voluntary. That's what makes it sweet for Krishna. He doesn't want to be surrounded by robots. He wants to be surrounded by devotees who are serving Him because they love to serve Him, not that they're forced to serve Him. So, lack of force means there has to be free choice. So you have your free choice now. What will you do with it? Will you engage your freedom in the service of the senses or in the service of Krishna? No one's going to force you. You have to hear carefully, understand the pros and cons of both positions, and then make the intelligent decision. After I heard the difference between the two choices, I became very clear that I had to surrender myself to Srila
Prabhupada.
Became clear there was really no alternative. to achieve happiness. So I would caution you all, don't think that you can be happy by this material life. You cannot be happy by material life. If you come to spiritual life, Krishna consciousness, then you can taste actual happiness. You will not find even a pinch of genuine happiness in this material world. Not even one little pinch of it. See, it doesn't, he's not here. The only happiness in this material world is illusory happiness. People think they're happy, but it's an illusion. Just like, for example, if I gave you, if I bought a huge truck, you see, full of euros, millions of euro, 100 euro notes, a huge truck full of huge stacks of 100 euro notes, millions of dollars worth, millions of euros, you see, if I get you that. I said, you just won the lottery and now we've given you this huge truckload of 100 euro notes. They're your property now. You can have them. You'd be so excited. You'd have a big party, invite all your friends, you know, have singing and dancing and big feast. You see? To celebrate, now I'm a billionaire, you see. And you hire a rock and roll band to play the music and have a big party and everybody's having a great time celebrating that now I'm a multi-billionaire, you see. And after the party's over, on Monday morning, you decide to go to the bank to deposit your euros, you see. You're all excited. Now you're gonna have all this money. Oh, it's just so excited and happy. I'm so wealthy. I'm a billionaire. Oh, it's so great. You go to the bank with all your euro notes. You wheel them in on the wheelbarrows. You know, all those huge bags full of your euro notes. You know. And you lay it down on the counter for the cashier, you know, with a big smile on your face, your big, all the euros. And the cashier looks at the notes. He says, "My dear sir, I don't know how to tell you this, but these are counterfeit notes." This is worthless. You can use it to start your fire in the winter. But they have no value as currency. They're all counterfeit notes. So what happened to that big party you had? You see, you were celebrating with all your friends. You'd use your charge card to have a huge party because the bank wasn't open yet on the weekend. So you spent $20,000 on your charge card for the party, you see. So that happiness you had over the weekend when you maxed out your charge card to put on a big party for all your friends, was that real happiness or was that illusory happiness? When you were singing and dancing, I'm a billionaire, I'm a billionaire, I'm a billionaire. You felt so happy. Was that real happiness? You thought it was. You see, but then on Monday morning you realize it was just an illusion. There was no real happiness there at all. It was just an imagination. So all the happiness of this material life, it is simply an imagination. There is not one little pinch of genuine happiness in this material world. Nothing. You won't find any pleasure here. Not in eating. Not in sleeping. Not in sex pleasure. There is nothing in this material world where you find actual happiness. Actual happiness is achieved when you reconnect yourself with that source of the entire existence, Krishna. When you reconnect with that amazingly beautiful boy who plays the flute, who wears a yellow silk dhoti, and a peacock feather in his hair, who plays in the forests with the cowherd boys by day and the cowherd girls by night, when you reestablish your relationship with that amazing, amazing boy, Krishna, then you will experience genuine happiness. So, this is the Krishna consciousness movement. We are inviting you, that you come and have a relationship with that boy, Krishna. You can be one of his girlfriends. You can be one of his boyfriends. You can be one of his calves. You can be his flute. You can even be his peacock feathers. You can have some relationship with Krishna in the spiritual sky. If you will take this chanting process very seriously, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Then you'll revive your lost relationship with that Supreme Person, Krishna. So, kindly chant. Otherwise, you remain Shva Vidvara Ushta Karai, dogs, hogs, camels, and asses. So I can ask now if there are any questions.
In the Christian tradition, they are saying that overeating is one of the greatest sins. And in our tradition, actually when we are overeating with prasadam, this is actually beneficial for us. So I wanted to ask, do we have to overeat or this is not good for us?
Actually, overeating means you get sick. Do you like to get sick? You enjoy getting sick? You take enough prasadam that your body can easily digest. Health, take what makes you healthy. That is your quota. You can take much prasadam as will keep you nice and healthy. That is good. But if you're eating makes you sick, then you're eating, then you're overeating, you see. So you eat sufficiently to keep good health. That is your quota. Not that you have to become, you know, like Raghunath Das Goswami, only taking a little pat of butter every other day. You don't have to artificially imitate Raghunath Das Goswami. You take prasadam to your full satisfaction. But do not eat yourself sick. Next question.
The question is, how to share, how to explain to the people that never heard about Krishna, to explain about Krishna to them.
You can tell them that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Have you heard of Krishna? He said, no, I haven't. He's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And there's no one more wonderful than Krishna. He owns everything. He controls everything. He's the best friend of all living beings. He's within your heart. He's within every atom. He's even between the atoms. And he has his wonderful transcendental kingdom. Where life is eternal, full of bliss and knowledge. And he's inviting you to come back to that place and live with him eternally in happiness. So on his behalf, I'm inviting you to come back. Next question. Yeah.
Because we were speaking about voting.
About?
Voting. Vote.
Voting, yes.
So some people, they are saying, well, at least by voting you can choose the better choice. So the question is, do the devotees have to vote or no?
So, which is better? Wet stool or dry stool?
Wet stool, bro. Mokriti spredneni I segmeriti spredneni.
What is that Bengali saying? When the dry stool burns, the wet stool laughs. Gobrahase? Gute pore gobrahase. Yes. Pute ghore gobrahase. Yes. When the dry stool burns, the wet stool laughs. Ha 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 ha. You were burning. Ha ha ha. Not me. I'm sitting here comfortably. The wet stool doesn't realize that soon I will be dry and I will also burn, you see.
Има така бенгалска поговорка, която казва, че когато вече сигналите изпражнения горят,
So there's wet stool, dry stool, you see. And it's stool after all. If devotees run for office, then it is very good. If devotees run for political office, then we will all go vote. Sometimes it did happen in America, devotees ran for office, you see. In Gainesville, Florida, Amarendra Prabhu, our temple president, ran for the city council. Amarendra. He ran for city council. They govern the city. They're called the city council. They govern the city. So we all went and voted for him. All the devotees went and voted for him. And we also campaigned for him. We went out and asked to try to get everyone to vote for him. And actually many non-devotees voted for him. Because he had very good points. They had some debates and public debates between all the candidates, and he had some very good points that people appreciated. But generally, if it's just karmis, what's the use of wasting your time voting? It can be better to go on a book distribution. Distribute books. Do preaching programs, you see. That's more important than wasting your time standing in line in some polling station. Unless there are devotees running, then you must go. Yeah. Okay, so we'll stop here, and we thank you all very much for so kindly giving your attention to these transcendental topics. Kantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Now we have some prasadam.